like I always say, when people make comments, you learn from them. And you see from their perspective, you know, the same truth, but from a different perspective. Somebody was talking about how the unsaved can't receive the grace of God, and they're under law, and so they're bitter or something to that effect, where they're under law and they can only, they're under that pressure of the law where they have to lash out. And see, when somebody's under law, right, that's a lot of pressure. And it's a burden that nobody can carry, right? Only Jesus could fulfill the law and the prophets. And no human can carry that. It was already paid before the foundation of the world. Hebrews chapter 4 says that. So they're carrying something they don't need. They're carrying a load they don't even need to carry. And because they carry that load, they're trying to project that load onto somebody else. The cares of this life, duties, responsibilities, sacrifice, all that. They are trying to project their outward show. And see, it also creates outward show because they cannot admit they're a sinner. They have to paint the outside. They have to make the outside look good, right? Painted face, suit and tie, dress, anything on the outside, shoes, coats. If you ever notice somebody who only buys name brand stuff, they don't go out of the house. They will not go out of the house if their hair is messed up. They won't go out of their house if they're not, don't have the shoes tied right and their clothes right. I mean, think about the salesman. He won't leave the house if his clothes are not perfect, you know. It's outward show. And like I said, this is not an attack on women because it's a type and shadow. But the woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. So the woman, what's she going to do? She's going to try to look good for her husband, try to keep her house nice and all that. And if you notice some women... I worked with a phone company for a long time, so I'd go in a lot of houses and doing apartment maintenance and just maintenance in general. I'd go in a lot of people's houses. And a lot of time, the most unreligious people have the most meticulous house. So you'll see some of these women, everything has to be perfect. I've actually saw when I was a teenager, I was dating this girl. And her mom, if you walk through the house, her mom would rake the carpet. Let me say that again. It wasn't a fancy house either. I mean, we're not talking about a $1 million house. We're talking about a 2 or 3 bedroom, 1 or 2 bath house. I can't even remember the layout of the house, but it was not a fancy. It wasn't anything fancy. So when somebody would walk through, she would rake the carpet. And I asked my girlfriend, I said, "Why is your mom raking the carpet every day?" And she shook her head, you know. I can't even remember the girl's name. It's sad. But she would rake the carpet. But this is that's a tendency in all women because a woman's a type of the... You got the Adam and Eve, right? You got the flesh versus the spirit right there. That's why it says in Genesis 3, her desire is to rule over her husband. So she's trying to... usurp the authority, right? And everybody does this. Anybody who has authority, you want it to usurp. It talks about it in Romans 13. Talks about it pretty much the whole Bible. The devil trying to usurp God. Man trying to usurp God. Mankind. And so it's hard for man to admit he's a sinner. Mankind. And the types of shadows are everywhere. They have to... It's a fractal pattern everywhere. So people hate authority because human authority fails. is a failure. And it makes sense why some women get mad at their husband, because their husband's just human, and they have stuff that they mess up in. And yes, a man should listen to his wife, but that doesn't mean he has to do what she says, you know. But a woman has a lot of insight. I've learned more online from these same women than I have anybody else in the whole world, because they really have put a lot of thought into this thing, especially when it comes to dealing with other people. Some of these teachers, like these narcissistic teachers, people talking about psychopaths, sociopaths, some of these women are great teachers when it comes to dealing with people. But you need the Bible to really rightly divide it. And the Bible talks about the scorner. The Bible talks about the unsaved. And if you just use your inner knowledge from the Holy Spirit, you understand that the unsaved is bankrupt. And if somebody's bankrupt and they don't want to run to Jesus, who's unlimited potential in them, then they're going to try to turn you into Jesus for them, and they're going to try to vampire off of you, right? And so if you yoke up with the unsaved, you're yoking up with trouble, because they have no inner, like they said, no inner grace even for themselves. They don't have any inner grace from God for themselves, and they don't have any inner grace for other people. So they're always going to put you back under legalism, because that's what they live under. They're legalist, and so they have to try to make copies of themselves. And when you are free in Jesus, it makes them mad. Think about that for a second. You're free in Jesus. You're not under legalism. You're not under works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings. You're under freedom. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. If the truth shall set you free, you shall be free. And so because the truth has set you free, and they're living in lies and delusions and confusion and all that, they have no grace from God, and they have no grace to on the outside towards anybody else, because they got to put everybody in. Now, they can put the fake smile on, fake play acting. They're actors, you know. They know how to do the act, but they really don't have any grace. And if you deal with them long enough, they're going to the painted face is going to crack. The makeup is going to crack. The Howard Show is going to crack. The Jezebel spirit is going to push through, because they can't hide the fact that their whole reality is a works-based system. Works, levels, ranks, grade. They get their identity out of their good deeds. And so because they can't do the good deeds, they have to have flying monkeys to do the good deeds for them. And they have to say, look at me, I've got a flying monkey that I control, that I own. That's why the narcissist wants to own you, because they say, well, I own this person. This is why they have to use the sex magic and all that, and they have to use they have to have sex with like 20 people just so they can have a network that they control and own. That's the Jezebel spirit. The legalist has to control you with guilt, shame, condemnation, and put you like their authority over you, like they know more than you. When you have the Holy Spirit, you have the truth, you know all things. And the Bible says you know all things in Christ. It says it. Now, if you haven't stepped into that experience yet, shame on you, because you got the noise. And the reason you haven't is because you got the noise of the world on. The noise of the world will blind you to knowing all things. All you have to do is cut the music off, cut the TV off, cut the noise off, get in the Bible, get in Proverbs, meditate, and say, God, speak to me. He's always speaking. Did God create the languages? Yes. Did God create the voice? Yes. Is God always speaking? Yes. Is God always the same? Yes. So what is Source doing? Source code is Jesus, who is the Word. If Jesus is the Word, God is always speaking. If anybody tries to tell you that God is not always speaking, then get away from those people. If Jesus is the Word, He's always speaking, because His words are encoded everywhere. The shapes, the symbols, the colors, the experiences, God is always speaking and turning you back to Source. So Source code, who is Jesus, is always speaking conversation with you in the creation, in His Word, by His Spirit, by the saints, God is always turning you back to Himself. Convert. Conversation. Together. Turn. So if you're in communion with God, listening to God, you're going to be turned back to God. This is why I like the comments, because it pushes me to a higher level, because it's the Holy Spirit speaking through believers. This is why they want to isolate you, because they don't want you communicating with other believers. This is why they censor you, because you don't believe the gaslighting and the lies of the system. The system's all lies. The god of this world system is the devil. So everything they say is a lie. Come take this job. Well, you'll get this. And do you get it all? No. Like I said the other day, it used to be when you take a job 20 years ago, they'd say, I want you to do this. But they don't give you the tools or the manpower to do it. I saw that every job I ever took. These people, and I finally came to the conclusion, that I was dealing with a bunch of unsaved, lost, hell-bound sinners who had no truth, and they had nothing inside, so they were insecure inside, so they had to feed off of you, off of your gifts and abilities and insight and stability. And so when you're married to one of these, they are feeding off of you, and they're trying to make it look like them. One silly, stupid example would be, so the wife is like, I'm going to start recycling. And you say, okay, that's fine. But then, when you weren't on board like they were for the first day, they'd get mad at you. And so you'd get on board, and then they quit doing it because they couldn't follow through. Why? Because it was just... why were they recycling? Because everybody else around them was. It wasn't internal. It was outward show. So they could say, they wanted to get you. So she wanted to get you to recycle. This is my experience. She wanted to get me to recycle so that she could say she's recycling to her friends to make her look like she's doing something great. But it wasn't her. She couldn't do it. But she wanted to get her identity out of me doing it. So she had to create drama to get me on board with her recycling, which I didn't care about it because they took it to the trash dump and recycled anyway. This whole earth is about recycling. I didn't know all that like I know it now, but I knew it in the general sense. What am I saying? She was trying to use somebody else to make herself look... she was using me to virtue signal to her other people that she was recycling when I was actually doing the recycle. Or she thought she could get me to. And when I didn't do it, when I didn't follow her program to make her look good, she had to bolt because I saw through her game. And every time I saw through her fake reality, we're going to boycott Kmart. Why? Because the church said to boycott Kmart. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. I don't care. And the next day, we need some toothpaste. Well, Kmart's right around the corner. I thought you were boycotting Kmart. And I called her in. I saw her social, her virtue signaling true self for what she really is. She had the virtue signal. Because she had nothing really, she had no truth in her. It was all outward show. Religious, but lost. Outward show, virtue signaling to impress everybody else. That's what I say. Painted face, reality. Worried about what other people thought. And I understand when you're young, there's probably a lot of that everybody does, but. That'll give you something to think about.